Blog Talk Radio.
Well. Good morning. Good morning. And good morning again. Well, this is a day of transparency. For you know that is what we do here on Smile3E. So before I get into my transparent moment, I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray with us and pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her. And if there's time, well, I'm about to tell on the devil and tell on Cecilia Kaiser. And I believe the word, if it's not for anybody else, it's going to set me free. Minister Sheila.
Good morning, Apostle. And to all that is listening, I just want to say thank you, God our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day, for another birthday, for another blessing day that we are here to live and to love and to serve you and to enjoy a life that we did not have to have. We thank to you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for the fact, and I thank you enough. I thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us another day of life. Lord God, it was your choice, your grace, your love that you chose to give us. And Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and to all the ones, the teachers, the leaders, and the blessed people that you have out here to teach and to serve and to help us understand the true way of life. Lord, I ask you to bless the family with the next door neighbor of my daughter, LaVon. Mr. Powell passed on to his gracious life to be with you, and I ask you to bless his family and to let them understand he is in a beautiful, pleasant place now where there's no more pain, no more suffering. There's joy and love of life that will be forever and eternal. And I want to thank you for my sons, my daughters, my brothers, my sisters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews. I just want to thank you for all my brothers and sisters of this world, the ones I know and I don't know, my bloodline family, my spiritual family, and just the family of the world that you have blessed us all to be together, to let us know we are all brothers and sisters. We are all under one Father. We are one life to live, that no matter what your color, race, sex, the gender, but no matter your religions, we are all to serve one Father, one God, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless this government, to let them know that they are here for all the people, not just some of the people. Don't be thought to understand that your fits and your frustrations because of the ways you choose to run the world, that is the wrong way. That you need to understand that your misunderstanding is you are here for all people to serve the entire United States, not just your chosen ones, and to let us understand that the devil is moving in more ways than one. And we need to ask for the guidance of the Father and the Son to lead us and to help us and to guide us and to help us to understand no matter what we're going through in life, sickness, financial, family, work, life, neighborhood, just life, from the time he gives you breath to wake up in the morning till you lay down for sleep tonight, that the God will take you 24/7 to guide you. You just have to ask and to listen and to obey the word and to control this law enforcement that is mistreating also the people, your sons and daughters on this earth, that you have made, that they need to understand we are all here to live together in the right way, not their way, but the right way of the Father. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I could never thank you enough. But God, I thank you for all that you have done, and ask you to help us get through the demon, devil, or hate from racist people that's here on this earth today, and to let them know that you are the Father, you are the one, and you are the only one that we will win and have the victory, and to leave the ugliness and to leave us alone and to guide us all the right way. Lord, we need your help, and we need you more. We need your guidance, and yet we need to understand that your way is the only way, the right way, the righteous way, and the way to live and to love in truth. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us all for another day. And yet you did not have to give us, but Lord, I thank you for all the families, no matter what they're going through. They need to turn it over to you, God, our Father, and to let you show them the way to go. And thank you, and thank you. Well, and ever, amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, Minister Sheila, I thank you for that prayer, and I thank every listener that is listening to us via the archives or presently on today. Well, many of you may know or may not know that recently I was in a car accident. But that's not even the whole thing of what my transparency is going to be about. It just amazes me about how no matter what your title is, no matter what your position is and things of that sort, that we have never arrived. We have never gotten to that point that various fears or even things that we deal with decides that it won't deal with us. So I would ask you for your patience, because I'm going to use an analogy of something that I recently dealing with a repair in order to help teach on and expose a fear that I had that I didn't know I had. So let's start off with talking about some of these things. So, it's been said that COVID, the pandemic, that it puts each one of us on equal footing, no matter what your color, your wealth status, or more, and that it opens up doors and closes doors that, would not be open. But I would, disagree with that, just because I know that there's people that are multimillionaires and billionaires that have access to things that poor people don't have access to. So my question is, how many rich people versus poor people have actually died from COVID? How many people feel that they're entitled to proper and fair health care? I would even ask you the question and maybe even argue it. How many people look like you, have the status that you have, or the status that your associates and friends have that are multimillionaires and billionaires? How do they look? How does their health status and things look? How does the ones that have HIV or have dealt with cancer or other various things, how has their treatment been? Did they all receive the same treatment? A matter of fact, did any of them or did all of them receive treatment that the average person received? So if you're a rich person that can afford to have, like Michael Jackson did, the person come to his home to give him care, do you know, this is not something that I heard about, this is something that I really know about, do you know that they shut down wings and parts of hospitals where certain people are there, and you can't even get in there. You can't even see that particular staff or those particular doctors or nurses because they've been assigned to that prestigious person. Case in point, I remember when one of the presidents was in Walter Reed Hospital. How many of you know that was the Army? That's a military hospital. Lots of things and people could not get in there, and that area was shut down because the president was in there. Well, we can, like I said, agree to disagree that we're all on equal grounds. We all have an equal status when it comes to COVID. Some people don't understand that there's inequality in even the access to care, and that many people, based off of their skin color, their income, their wealth status, their position, and more, are given and receive care sometimes even sooner or at a level that we can't, because some of us can't afford to, and our insurance doesn't cover us receiving that $1 million room or that $1 million medication. But God. God gives all of us equal things. He's the ultimate equalizer, because there's something bigger and more eternal than the COVID-19 pandemic called the doors to heaven or hell. How many of you know, no matter how much money you have, no matter who you think you are or even society thinks you are, those doors are only controlled by God. Even though we make the decision if we accept him, I just want to throw that out there before I get into the meat of the message. Well, the ministries in Smile 3, you all know we're a transparent ministry. We will tell on ourselves. We will let people know about our fears and our flaws before anybody else does, and even after they do. But sometimes they'll tell about it when we're in denial that it exists, or we just don't want to deal with it. Well, I'm going to expose an incident using a repair analogy to show you how God is helping me and how he's helped me deal with the fear of my own. So I was having some major brake issues. And how many of you know that whether it's normal wear and tear or whether it was caused by a problem that caused collateral damage? Well, let's talk about vehicle brakes and your lifeline to God, which is called prayer. Because, see, we all, if I had to give this particular subject a message, I would call it, I have access to the breaker, and that breaker is called God. Well, Wikipedia says that prayer is when an innovation or act that a person seeks to activate an object of worship with deliberate communication. And in a sense, it means that you're seeking them in supplication and intercession that's directed towards that deity, that's directed towards that entity for the purposes of thanksgiving and praise. I'm going to show you how you may not agree with me, but this has been my analogy that has helped me. We have to not ignore the sign that we have brake problems, just like we can't ignore the sign that we're having fellowship with God problems. When you're having problems with your brakes, you might hear a noise, smell a burning smell, or you may hear, or not just hear and smell the brakes. It could be while you're driving or when you're braking. Well, how many of you know that sometimes when you're in prayer, you feel like God is ignoring you? You feel like the devil has turned up the heat and the chaos, and every area of your life is breaking through. Well, many people during those incidents recite Isaiah 59:19. They say, so shall thy fear and the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. But they're not really talking about the Spirit of the Lord lifting up a standard against him. What they're really talking about is the enemy coming in and causing the chaos. So why as believers do we spend so much time talking about the flood and what the enemy is doing instead of talking about the flood of God coming in, lifting up the standard against the enemy? Why do we spend so much time being caught up and pulled down and suppressed and oppressed and depressed and overwhelmed by the accusations and the traps of the enemy? You know, the traps of the squeal and squeaking, howling, grinding, high-pitched metallic noises and the smell and the smoke that the brake gives you when you're braking or when you're driving. Or better yet, what about how the brake light on the dashboard comes on to let you know you're having problems with your brake pads? Well, in life, you may not have a dashboard to tell you that you're disconnecting yourself from God. You may not have a dashboard to come on and blink and let you know that your brake pads or your rotaries and things of that sort may have some problems. See, some of us, we've lost connection with God because we didn't take time off from work or school like he told us to. But if we did, we spent time doing other stuff instead of spending time with him. Guilty as charged. Some of us are having brake problems, and we're pushing down on the brakes, and we could tell, oh, something wrong with this brake. It's not as tight as it used to be. It's not as easy to brake as it used to be. So your sign and symptom has been you've been praying for days, and you still haven't heard from God when you used to pray, and he would answer you instantaneously. Well, sometimes when you're having that problem, you will hear God in a still small voice, or he may even shout it. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal the land. But he told you, he told me to give him his time. Some of us used to go to 5 a.m. prayer with Prophetess Bynum when she was married to Bishop Weeks, and we used to spend time with Apostle Sandra Thomas in 30 days of prayer every January, or with Bishop Hilton. Some of us know that our brakes is imbalanced because we can feel the car pulling to the left or the right. Some of us know that our prayer life is off because now all we pray about is us. All we pray about is money. All we pray about is greed. All we pray about is pride. All we pray about is me, 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 mine, 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 instead of what God the Father has told us to pray about. We're not praying about his business, about your neighbors, about others, about the lost souls in this world. We've gotten off focus. We've lost our focus. Yes, some of the things happening in our lives are major. We have had some life crises. We have had some deaths. We have had some problems on our jobs. We have had some issues. We have had a divorce. We have had times where there was a threat of divorce. We have broke up with that loved one. We have had people that told us that they were going to be there for us, not be there for us. So now, like that car, we feel like our brakes are stripped, like they're damaged, like they're leaking oil, like they're leaking fluid. Now we've been in this major car accident. We've been rear-ended. But instead of our brakes not being used, we held on to those brakes so that we wouldn't impact the car in front of us. So now we have major damage to our brakes, and now our car's wobbling. It's vibrating. It's scraping. It's making a loud noise. It's shaking. The rotor has problems. The brakes are leaking. The fluid is leaking. Oh, we have all of this shaking going on. We have people backbiting, gossiping, and lying on us. We have people that are doing stuff behind our backs but smiling in your face. You know, smiling in your face all the time, trying to take your place. You know, we've heard that before. We got the black-on-black crime. We got the self-genocide and the self or cultural sabotage that's going on. We got the police brutality that we're dealing with. We're dealing with the practice institutionalized and the systemic ignored deprivation in our society. We're dealing with the lack of discrimination and the racism and the sexism and the nepotism and the evil hate and the disparities in education and the disparities in healthcare and the unfair hiring and firing and promotion practices. Are they destroying you? Have they destroyed your hope in God? Have they holistically impacted your life? Well, God is saying schedule an appointment. Schedule an appointment. Go see the car dealer to get those brakes checked to see what's actually going on so that they can test you. Okay, well, schedule an appointment, Cecilia. Schedule an appointment with God our Father. Schedule an appointment with Him in prayer. Schedule an appointment with Jesus. Schedule an appointment with God, the Holy Spirit, because it might just be simply that there's not major damage going on. You could just have some dust or moisture in your braking system, or you could have a true or major damage that's been done. You know, you might just need some fresh new oil. You just might need some fresh new braking fluid. You just might need to add the oil of God. You may need to add the yoke-destroying anointing of God. You may need to add the Shekinah glory of God. But God. God is going to give you just what you need. When you add God to the equation, He's going to let you know, no. What you're trying to add, that's familiar. What you're trying to add, that's convenient. You over here trying to do some of your own self-diagnosing. You on here delaying what your passengers have already did. They've already made sure that they sought out advice. They've already made sure that they took care of that major repair that now has caused you major money because you didn't make an appointment. So please make an appointment. When it's your prayer life, make an appointment with. When it's your vehicle, make an appointment with the car dealer or whatever you need to. But remember, make sure you get with an expert. Because if you get with some of these neighborhood whatever, you might end up paying more than you should have paid. So some of us need to make an appointment with a car dealer the same way we need to make an appointment with God. So that God can deal with that major issue of pride, that major issue of greed, that major issue of selfishness. Make an appointment with God. Make an appointment with God so that He can change what you're hearing to when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain or command the locusts to devour the land or send a plague among my people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes, my, have been opened to, and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. And I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be forever there. My eyes and my heart will be there. Why? Because you've scheduled an appointment with God. You've made God your priority. You've made time for God. Well, let's brag and boast on God. What is God doing? What has He done? What are you praying about? What are you saying when you pray? Are you praying about the failures in your brake system or the breaker of that system? Are you praying about how God breaks every chain? Are you praying about how God heals every sickness and every disease? Are you praying about how God even heals that nosocomial infection? Are you praying about how God even healed and is healing the pandemic or the epidemic? Or are you still telling everybody about the wobbling and the smelly smoke and the squealing noise? Are you still stuck on the wobble? Are you still stuck on the smell? Are you still stuck on the burning? Are you still stuck on how much it costs you, the time, the money? Are you still stuck on all of these things that have happened? But God can help us. Well, family, well, friends, Well, listen, I'm sure by now, if you haven't figured it out, you know what my fear was and is that God's been dealing with me about. And if you missed it, well, my fear has been COVID-19. My fear has been being exposed to COVID-19. My fear has been being exposed to it to the point that it would cause other diseases, whether they were from nosocomial infections or other problems. Some of the problems have been mentally. Some of them have been emotionally. Some of them have been financially. Some of them have been physically and more. Well, my fear and my battle was recently exposed to me through my car accident, where God let me see that I feared COVID-19 and everything surrounding it so much until I didn't do the things that I needed to do. So I'm still having neck aches. I'm still having back aches. I'm still having all of these problems because of my fear of being exposed to COVID-19. Now, how many of you know that it will cause you a fear like this not to follow up on the things you need to follow up on, not to get the care that you need to get, not to get the advice that you need to get, not to do what you need to do so you'll try to nurse it and deal with it yourself, that familiar spirit type thing. You'll try to take care of stuff that is not in your authority or your expertise to take care of. Instead of nipping that thing in the bud from the very beginning, you'll try to ignore it. But you know what God does? God will come in like a flood, and he will let you know, whether it's through a major cost that you cannot and could not afford to have, or through his presence when you spend it with him. Because my God, he's my tabernacle. He's my dwelling place. He's given me Jesus as my door and my gate. He's my way. He's given me the ability to be healed by his stripes, by his bruises he bore for me, because of unconditional love. Jesus is my bread of life, my showbread. Jesus is the word to my flesh, my. Jesus is the light in a dark place. Jesus is an all-consuming light that eradicates all darkness. My God has reminded me that when I enter into his gates, it's got to be with thanksgiving. When I enter into his courts, it's got to be with praise. My God has reminded me that he's an all-consuming fire. He's a fresh wind that he can breathe in me and through me. My God has reminded me that he breathes into my nostrils. My God has reminded me that he'll be my wisdom. He'll give me wisdom. He'll give me the revelations that I need to understand the power of the oil of his anointing. He reminded me how he tore down the veil. Why did I put it back up? I have access to him through the holies of holies. He is a present help. He's reminded me that I have his weight and his power of his Shekinah glory. He's reminded me that he can be my peace and my comforter. He's reminded me that he's my strong deliverer. He's reminded me that he's to be feared and reverenced. He's reminded me that he's my peaceful rest. He's reminded me that he's my truth and my mercy. He's reminded me of the power of continuous fellowship and relationship with him. He's reminded me about the importance of true intimacy with him. He's reminded me about he can send me a heavenly host of ministering angels to minister to me where I fear him. He's reminded me that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. He's reminded me that through the blood of Jesus, he's reminded me that through his grace and his mercy that I'm free to pray. He's reminded me that he's my Father. He's my Daddy God. He's my Papa. He's my eternal and sovereign God. That's something that man would say is not possible is possible. He's reminded me that he's reachable. His presence is always attainable. He's reminded me that he is a supernatural God that can extraordinarily destroy every yoke in my body, every yoke in my mind, every yoke in my finances. Ah, God, he's reminded me there is no fear that false evidence that appears real that can destroy or control what he controls. For little becomes much in the hands of God. So when I give him my belief, he can help me. For his word reminds me that when I'm overwhelmed, I must go to the rock. His word reminds me that when I believe, I can go to him and say, God, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. I can go to God and remind him, God, your word says, a good man leaveth inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So if I need finances, he'll give it to me. He's reminded me that his word says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it as in safe. So why, when I'm having fear, did I not run into my strong tower of the Lord, and he would give me the safety that I desire? When his word in Proverbs 10 and 22 says the blessings of the Lord maketh one rich and addeth no sorrow with it. He's given me so many blessings. He's given me so many riches. Until why would I want something like fear to reign in my life? For he's already told me in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. He's already reminded me, and even our foundational scripture, Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What can he add? He can add my peace. He can add my joy. He can add to me things that man knows not of, like that peace that surpasses all understanding, that joy unspeakable. God told me in John that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as begotten of the Father. He's already reminded me in Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul, of spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So why haven't I been praying his word? Because Isaiah 11, 55 and 11 already tells me, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Say, Matthew 14 and 29 already said, he said, come, and when Peter would come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Even in the midst of the storm, Jesus has told the storm to be still. I can walk on the water with Jesus spiritually and naturally if he wanted me to or allowed me to. Even when Lazarus was dead, in John 11, 43 and 44, Jesus said, loose him, and Jesus said, let him go. So this fear that's been binding me, dealing with COVID-19 and being exposed, why didn't I just ask God for help? For his word shall not return unto him void. Psalms 144, 3 and 7 and 15 says, Lord, what is a man that you take knowledge of him? or the Son of Man, that you are mindful of him. Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down and touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them, and shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hands of the foreigners. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. I thank God for hearing every prayer that I've prayed, and that it's been sealed with his blood, and that it's been sealed through his Holy Spirit, and that I can thank God for his word. Because you know why? I know that I know that I know that there's only two doors that God needs to open and shut for me, and they're the doors of heaven or hell. So when I make a decision to choose God instead of hell, I've chosen Jesus as my door to heaven, and he's become my choice. So it doesn't matter about the money. It doesn't matter about the clout. It doesn't matter about the social status. The doors that I need, I know that I know that I'm entitled to through Jesus Christ. And when I need the word of God, when I need the wisdom of God, I have to go to God, because according to James 1 and 5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. So, Father God, I ask you for your wisdom. Father God, I ask you for the authority and the power of your word to operate in my life, and that I would not fear the exposure of COVID-19, that I would not fear the collateral damage that that would cause, that I would not fear that lack of clout and the disparities that are connected to those that lack the multi-millionaire and billionaire status of even bringing experts into my home to care for me, that my family would not be able to be there with me through that type of exposure. Forgive me, God, for making COVID-19 bigger than you. Forgive me, God, for taking that false evidence that appeared to be real to make me think that anything or anybody could do anything to hurt me on this side of heaven. For the ultimate thing that I need is the doors to be open to heaven and shut to hell. For I have access to the breaker. I have access to your presence. I have access to your word. I have access to your authority. I have access to you, God. Forgive me. And thank you for allowing me to be transparent about how I have allowed a pandemic to cause me to make or not make decisions that were not wise. I turn it back over to you, Minister Shields.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle, for the strongly nourishing nutrition, knowledgeful, wonderful words, magnificent lessons, understanding, and the teaching that you have given to us this morning. I want to thank you, and I thank you, and thank you. And I want to say I thank you, God, for giving you the knowledge, the teaching, and the words to give us this morning. I just want to say, if the lines are open, if there are anyone that needs to say something, testimony, anything that God has put into you that you want to give to us, your time is now. Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser.
Apostle, 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 all while you were speaking, all I could hear is, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, Christ. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, and what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I thank you for today's ministry. I thank you for today's lesson. I thank you that you told us to ask God to teach us how to put on our holy breaks. Teach us how to come to Him before we do anything else. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for the word on today. Amen and amen and amen. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia. You guys are right. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else? The lines are open.
Good morning, Saints. I just want to thank and praise God for His goodness and His mercy, for another Sunday, and for another wonderful sermon and lesson from Apostle Cecilia. I want to encourage you, woman of God, to continue to allow yourself to be yielded to the Lord and to share with His children about what we should do and how we should go about doing it. Thank you for reminding us that we serve an all-sufficient God, and there's nothing that we need that is not within Him. And I really appreciate that word that you gave us about those personal scheduled maintenances that we need to be on the lookout for those things that might be slowing us up and keeping us from connecting with our Father, because He loves us. And there's nothing that we can't bring to Him. I'm just going to continue to encourage you to continue in the Lord and to continue to speak His word in boldness to help all of us to keep looking to Him, to look to Him first, to lean not to our own understanding. So, be encouraged, saints. God loves us. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Michael McCloy. I thank you, and I thank you for the encouragement words. And I thank you for saying that God it is, and we all know that we need to all understand and sort of stay in the line that we know that is the right line. And when to adjust and unadjust and which way to move. I just want to thank you and thank you for all the words. And to the apostle, and to the Minister Sylvia, Minister Margot, and I just want to thank you all for your remarks. And I just want to say, if there are anyone else, the lines are open. Okay, I want to give honor to God for all that is listening, for all that is spoken, for all that is listening that might, can't say anything due to wherever, whatever the situation might be, because I know some nights on the program I can listen but can't really respond. But I just want to thank the God, this world that He has made for us, for all of us to understand that without Him we are nothing. Without Him we are nothing. I mean, nothing. Your life can be amazing, but you need to let God lead you and show you the way and to help you understand that no matter what the devil can trick you to do, the outcome is so ugly, so dark, so treacherous that you can't understand how or what was beauty from Him. and show you really how ugly it really was. I just want to thank you and thank you. And I just want to ask again, if there anyone on the line that has anything they need to say or want to say, the lines are still open. Time is now. I give honor to God for this day that he has blessed, that he has given, that he did not have to, but I thank the Lord for giving us another birthday, another day. And it's each day I can wake up, it's another birthday to learn and to teach me and to show me how to understand and to learn the ways of the Father and the Son. I just want to thank all that is listening today, and I appreciate it, and I know we all love each other more than we love ourselves, but put God first and to help us understand he is in our life and he is in mine to stay. We will not give back due to nothing that the devil was trying to take me to. I'm on the forward path, and I'm sure we all are with our Father, to let the devil know what we thought you was having us do it in the past, which we said was ugly, but the beauty is yet to see. And so from ahead that I want to make it all right with the Father and to let him know I thank you, and I thank you for bringing me out of my ugly darkness and to show me the light that is really the right way to go. I just want to ask the apostle, is there anything she would like to say before I give any other closing remarks?
Just stay connected to God. And as we know, when you see that dashboard light come on, go and make that maintenance call. Schedule your appointments with God, and they should be every day throughout the day.
Thank you, Apostle. I just want to thank for all that did speak, for all that is listening. And I want to ask you if you can tune in each and every Sunday morning. Let's talk with Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for each and every Sunday morning. And also on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself, Full Iron Shopper and Iron. That is also on Facebook as well as Blog Talk with many magnificent teachers, speakers that is on the line to help us all grow and to understand the way of life. And also on Friday nights, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the blessings and the knowledge that she is giving to help understand and guide us through the life, and which is Friday nights, is also Prophet Antoine Thomas. I just want to thank us all for listening and tuning in and to keeping the word of God in our lives and the head of our life, and to always pray that God can lead you and to help you understand and to have a better way of life. I just want to keep our scripts, keep you informed on our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to say, God, I thank you for another day, another Sunday, and another life day to have and to understand and love and to praise and to thank you. I just want to say thank you, Lord, and thank you. And for all that it is, have a safe, blessed, and wonderful God, Father, Jesus' day. Amen. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Amen.